This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for April 16th. I'm Paul Plack. President Obama told Floridians yesterday that America still needs to explore space, but quote, we've got to do it different. A new study suggests that commercializing low Earth orbit will result in an average of 11,800 new direct jobs per year over the next 5 years nationwide. Airports Council International North America is lobbying DOT's Ray LaHood to support bumping up the ceiling for the passenger facility charge from $4.50 to $7. Expect a fight from the airlines, which want to preserve their exclusive on nickel-and-diming passengers. Kate Hanai's Flyers' Rights Coalition celebrated Tax Day yesterday by calling on Congress to outlaw charges by airlines for carry-on bags. She also wants Congress to preemptively ban charging for the use of an airline lavatory, just in case any U.S. carriers are tempted to follow Ryanair's lead. Aspen Avionics has named Mark Lee its new VP of Business Development, responsible for extending the vision and growth of the company and reporting directly to Aspen's president and CEO, John Uzekai. Piper Aircraft has chosen Chuck Glass, former U.S. Army senior officer and aviator, to be the company's new director of international flight training and fleet programs. Both Mark Lee at Aspen and Chuck Glass now at Piper were last at Diamond Aircraft. Piper is inviting you and a passenger to participate in this year's celebration of the Piper Cherokee's 50th anniversary. The Lorain County Airport in Ohio has survived an attempt by county officials to shut it down, but only by charging landing fees totaling $150,000 a year. And Irishman Norman Surplus has passed the 4,000-mile mark in his quest to circumnavigate the globe in an MT-03 gyroplane. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, Aircraft Electronics Association VP Rick Perry shares his expert perspective on the industry impact of next-gen ATC. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.